Hello.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm going to try not to fangirl you, so I'm going to try, you know, be professional.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Okay, good. I've been a fan for a very long time, so I'm just honored that I have this opportunity and privilege. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me.
Aw. Yeah, you've been on my bucket list forever, and I am so excited that I can finally check that off at Hollywood Casinos in Charlestown. I'm so excited.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We've been having a really good time out on this tour. You know, it started back actually in February of 2022, where we started this celebration of the 25th anniversary of my second album, Trouble Is, and we, you know, started playing the whole album live in concert for the first time. We'd never done that before, and, you know, I thought we'll probably do this for a few months and then get back to business as usual, but the response from the fans has been so great that, and the shows were selling out. People were asking us to bring it to this town and that town, and the tour just kept getting extended. Now it's been extended into the first half of this year, and we're taking it to Europe when we go there in April and May. It's been a great reaction, and it's been a lot of fun playing these songs, some of these songs we haven't played for the better part of the last 20 years.
Yeah, and with your added tour dates now in 2023 and releasing Trouble Is 25, and you have a special anniversary package with a documentary on how the original came about. Have you had any time to be in the studio and write new material?
Actually, yeah. I got a whole new record that's been waiting to come out for a few years. I finished it right before COVID, and I made the decision it didn't make any sense to put a record out during that whole experience. So I've just been holding on to it. So I'm thinking that's probably going to come out later this year. All new album, all new songs. It's a really great record, too. And then we were just in the studio back in October doing a rock and roll cover album, which was a lot of fun, and you know that'll probably come out, I don't know, a couple of years from now. But yeah, we've been making music and going in the studio every chance we get.
Can you give us a little tease of what this new album might be like?
Well, you know, if you listen to our last record that came out called The Traveler, I would say this is kind of us picking up where we left off with that. I mean, that one was a pretty good, solid blues rock album. It's kind of like right in the middle ground where I really kind of thrive, but in the middle ground between blues and rock. So I feel like this is kind of a continuation of the sound of the Traveler record, but maybe taking it a step further and maybe a little bit more in the rock direction.
Awesome. Which brings us to also your, of course, amazing Blue on Black. And you had Brantley Gilbert, Brian May, and Five Finger Death Punch come together to redo that song with you. How did that happen? How did you guys collaborate with that? Did like Ivan just call you up one day and be like, hey, I want to do this song?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
You know, they reached out to me and let me know that they were going to be covering it on their new record. And then we did a show in Vegas and he came and sang that song with us. And they were like, hey, man, I want to do another version. I want to have you play on it. And I was like, sure, man, let's do it. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And the next thing you know, Brantley Gilbert was involved and then Brian May from Queen, which was really cool. I mean, I think the song's a great song, no matter who's doing it. But it's always nice to hear other people's versions of songs that, as a songwriter, songs that I've written, because everybody has their own take on it. And it was really cool hearing Brian May play a guitar solo on that song.
Oh yes, it's awesome. You can, I know that's a
yeah, absolutely. So it was a lot of fun, and you know, Ivan and those guys, I think, did a killer version. They owned it, you know, like it was their own, and you know, they put it out, and it ran up to number one on the rock charts and was a number one hit all over again. It was a really cool experience.
Would there be another, is there like another rock band that you would want to collaborate with, or, you know, someone that would not be like the norm?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know,
and is that even a term anymore? Because I think you've kind of created your own genre. I know they keep trying to make all these little mini categories anymore, but I think you are you.
Yeah, everybody kind of has to try and put you in a category, but considered myself just to be an artist, and you know, I feel like I want to exercise my creative liberty in whatever direction that takes me. I think that I've always remained open to whatever collaborations. I don't really have a list that I sit and just start checking names off the list. I just kind of remain open to whatever opportunities might present themselves, and usually some really cool ones come about.
So you don't have like a bucket list of, I mean, because I know you've worked with so many greats, goats in in your genre, I guess, if you want to say. You've even created your own festivals. Is there someone that you still would want to play with, or you just wish you could have?
I'm sure there is, but like I said, I just don't really. I've just found that if I just put one foot in front of the other, make the best music I can make, put myself out there, that, you know, opportunities end up coming. And that's how I met and played with so many of my heroes over the years. So I feel like it's kind of stalkerish to like sit down with like a list of names and start pursuing opportunities with people. I feel like it's more organic when they just come about on their own.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's been the approach, and it seems to be working good so far.
That's awesome. So you've been doing this for 25 years. I'm curious, has your writing technique changed? Like, do you still put pen to paper, or like, are you like typing away on some device or something crazy now?
My approach has kind of been the same. I think I've started writing with some new people in recent years, so that brings a new sound to the music. But no, it's the only real change is that you can record stuff on your phone, so that's become a real tool. I mean, I can't tell you how many song ideas that I've had over the years back in the 90s that never ended up getting written because I had no way to record them. I had an idea in the moment, and then by the time I got to where I could record it onto something, I had forgotten it.
Ah, well, maybe that will come back to you in another 25 years.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Do you think it'll find its way out? Now, do you think you'll revisit the album again in another 25 years, make a 50-year anniversary of this album, or would you pick like a different one to?
Well, we'll see, but we're already looking towards the 30th anniversary of my first album, Ledbetter Heights, which will be coming up in a few years. So, we've gone into the studio and started recording new versions of those songs. And, you know, the new version of the Trouble Is album is pretty faithful to the original. But I think the Ledbetter Heights album could be an opportunity to kind of reimagine some of those songs. I mean, if for no other reason, the guy that sang on that first album is no longer in my band. So any version of those songs that we do is going to sound different. So we may be able to take some new creative liberties with that one. And, you know, we might do a tour playing that record as well. I mean, this one has gone so well, it just presents the opportunity to consider doing another one with that album.
Do you think there will also be another like hidden track like you did on this one with your Ballad of a Thin Man?
Yeah, every time we make a record, there's always songs that don't make the record. There's always additional material that doesn't get out there. So we'll have to kind of dig through it. I know there were some songs we did for that record that never got released, so we'll have to see what's there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Again, he's going to be playing Friday, March 24th at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown Races. You can get tickets at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. You need to check out his website, KennyWayneShepherd.net. Get the vinyls. Check out the documentary. Check out the anniversary package. It looks amazing. So make sure you check that out, KennyWayneShepherd.net. You got anything else for us, Kenny?
Well, that's it. We just want everybody to come out to the show, and you know, we'll promise to show you a good time.
We cannot wait.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.